from the Gospel according to Matthew in chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your good fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." At home in Galway as a youngster, it was a regular feature of Saturday night that shoes were carefully polished, shirts ironed, and children reminded to wash well and to be togged out as best they could for Mass in the morning. "Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb," we note just before receiving the most intimate sacraments of communion with the Lord Jesus. It is quite an event, and certainly one to be grateful for and rejoice in. There is a remarkable photo I was shown the other day of a bride at whose wedding I officiated in a picturesque Kildare church on New Year's Eve. She's smiling, beaming, I must say, as I give her the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood. It is a joy for me to behold that photo. The sheer transparency of that young disciple's smile as she comes to communion is such a lesson, fulfilling, shall we say, what the Lord instructed in the text from Matthew's Gospel we just read. Pour oil on your head, wash your face, look your very best. It is to the festival of the Lord you are called. What is curious about this rich text from Matthew is that it is specifically chosen for Ash Wednesday, a day when we inaugurate a season of self-sacrifice of whatever kind, the kind of regime that points us to a sort of reform we may need to begin in our life's behavior pattern, seeking honestly and honorably to respond to the utter sacrifice of himself the Lord Jesus made. So we begin that renewal of purpose on Ash Wednesday, and we seek to be better in a position to give honest gratitude for the gift of salvation. On all occasions when we come together as disciples of Jesus to celebrate the Eucharist, for instance, we pray initially for the grace of repentance and trust yet again in the Lord's compassionate regard for us, admitting that we have sinned, greatly sinned in fact, and that is all just a prelude to the festival of the Eucharist, a great song of thanksgiving. So even the sombre reflection on our sinfulness is but a momentary reflection, since our prevailing mood and attitude relate more to the joyful thanksgiving we offer for having been rescued from the powers of evil and enabled to walk with Christ in a humanity that has been restored, redeemed, yes, saved. The word Lent is evidence, if such were needed, evidence that its origins lie in the northern hemisphere of our planet. Lent is one of the older German words for springtime. And that is what is intended spiritually too, that we leave the winter, the cold shoulder perhaps we showed the Lord when not respecting his gospel or the moral imperatives it proposes for our obedience, and that we come out into a spring that sees new growth, a sense of fresh heart, more light than for a few months, and gradually a warming again, not just of the outdoor temperatures, but of the relationship between the disciple and her or his Lord. John Chrysostom speaks of St. Paul as having been housed for a time in a narrow prison. Nonetheless, John continues, he actually dwelt already in heaven, at least in the sense that his mind was fixed on Christ. Yes, he longed to be away from here and with the Lord, yet his remaining in the flesh, while being a struggle, was one well worth fighting. Not grudgingly, but with head oiled and face washed. Joy was at the center of Paul's pastoral care of the various local churches he knew and tended. The joy of knowing the Lord and the gift of phenomenal and long-lasting new life that we were offered through our Savior. It is a good fight. Paul fought, and so did many millions of disciples over the last 2,000 years. The campaign is not over yet, while there are people to meet the Lord and rejoice in his love, and while there is still time to find these people and share with them the gospel we know. Let's get not just the oil on our heads, not just the cleansing soap on our face. Let's wash the inner man and woman, or welcome the Lord when he seeks to do the washing, so that we can, with that kind of purity of intention, share with others the joy we have begun to know. Not even the Lord Jesus could keep quiet when he had cured. His very request for silence was ignored, indeed flouted. What the Lord did for us cannot be swept under any carpet. It must be placed on the lampstand where it can be seen and shed light. We must speak of Christ as his disciples. Lent can also assist us in the use of the oil that is, shall we say, chrism, the oil of Christ, so that we may appear blameless at the coming of our Saviour.